evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night. And we do have Russians in Cuba. That's nuts. Miles off the Florida coast. So we got missiles back in Cuba, but some people think, oh, there isn't anything on those Russian sub, right? Bop, bop, bop. Well, it's not only one sub. That's only one that they're talking about, but there's going to be all the bombers are going to be either flying out of Venezuela, or they'll fly off of Cuban bases, or they'll just be flying along and then refueled. That's Russian bombers. And, of course, they never have any nuclear weapons on board or cruise missiles or hypersonics or any of that kind of stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, I was talking to you last night, and it's time that you look at up the PDF, Crescent Carlson, How to Survive Nuclear War. There's a free PDFs, How to Survive Nuclear War. Free PDFs online. You can print them out. Philip Hoge's No Such Thing as Doomsday. You've got the Holly Dale Preparedness book, which has got all that information in it. Dare to Prepare. You can go online and look up different stuff at KI for you. What to do if a nuclear war is imminent. I think that still probably is up there, KI4U.com. But even if it's not, you'll find that somewhere on there if you look it up under that name. And we've got Russians in the Caribbean where it looks like it's going to be the summer. And that's just in case the timing changes or whatever with Biden and NATO. Putin has threatened to take out the United States. He's threatened to take out, and others have threatened to take out France if they do anything. So there's apparently some kind of a deal where there's a state dinner. And then some kind of a thing tomorrow, I believe, in France, where Biden has stayed. And then Jill Biden, First Lady Biden, has gone back. Consequently, she was there with Bo Biden stuff to take the names and eyeball everybody in the jury. And that remains to be seen what will happen on that. And we've got Trump's upcoming deal, sentencing on the 11th. I tell you what, Brother Quest said 6-6 and plus the 11th equals 6-17. And the Lord repeated it to him three times. And when he said, Lord, give me confirmation. And he said it in the way of the scriptures, Revelations 22, and then basically, if you read in there, I am the Alpha and the Omega, Jesus says. So that's basically the beginning and the end, or the, you know, it's just like Steve said. Every start has a finish, every beginning has an end, etc. And I don't know exactly when the timing will be, if it's going to be 6-17, as Brother Cuella said. Cliff Hyatt talked about June 20th as a possibility. Now he's now saying July 12th, 13th, 14th, something like that. The web bots. But I'm going to tell you what, it could be any time soon here now. Doesn't have to be out of Cuba, although that would be positioning, certainly, to take out the United States. Here's the deal. It doesn't have to be an ICBM that launches from Russia. It takes a half an hour to reach the United States. No, it's a hypersonic missile out of a sub. Or a cruise missile, just even a cruise missile with a nuclear tip. Doesn't have to be hypersonic, but multiple cruise missiles, multiple reentry vehicle, pop, pop. The Russians can hit the East Coast of the United States in less than 2 minutes. Less than a minute with a hypersonic whoosh. 2 minutes. Now, do you think that there are sufficient defenses, anti-missile defenses against it on our East Coast? No, there are not. There are a few and some. Treasure Island, you better get your subs out of the pens or you'll be stuck in there. You better get yours out and active because there's more than one Russian sub. There should be probably 11 on the East Coast, 11 on the West Coast. There may be Chinese subs. There may be Iranian subs out there and North Korean subs as well. This is going to be potentially, and we've had this before, and I've talked to you about it before. You know, 5-6 years ago, in 2019, somewhere in there, we had 2020. We had stuff there. We've had this stuff there on the past. We had Russian ships. When we first started, 204, 205, back in then, they were lying all up and down the West Coast, the Gulf Coast, the East Coast, every kind of vessel that you could imagine. They were all here. Now they have more capability with the Russian Poseidon lay on the bottom submarines. Not to be confused with the P-8 Poseidon aircraft that we have that are sub hunters. Now that's interesting in itself that they would call both the things Poseidon. Huh? Now the Poseidon that the Russians have is a lay on the bottom drone type submarine that has a nuclear weapon that can create a tsunami 500 feet high. Okay, or better, or something like that, that can roll over in the Great Lakes. We talked to you about on this show, and I saw pictures of them, of what the basically could look like, and how they could be put on research type vessels or fishing vessels, and how they could be stowed on the decks, etc., hidden in plain sight and then put into the water. And I said that those probably came in through the St. Lawrence Seaway and then have been made their way across the Great Lakes underwater. And some of them are sitting on the bottom, and we periodically have in Michigan and Superior, Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, Huron, Erie, different lakes of the Great Lakes. We fly planes, TR-3Bs, but we fly P-3 Orions, P-8 Poseidons, E-6s, E-3s, different surveillance craft that have the capability of detecting, with its possibility of detecting these Russian subs on the bottom if they move. If they're not moving, I don't know if they detect them. It just depends. But those subs, those Poseidon subs, are designed with a particular time in mind where they wake up and then start their deal, blow their nuclear weapon and create this tsunami, rolling down all of the Lake Michigan into the Illinois River and then down the Mississippi and all of that, or just into the, basically into the, hinterland from the lakes, might be able to take out Milwaukee during the convention, huh? I don't know. Chicago got a 500-foot high tsunami. Might be very interesting if Chicago was in the way. Certainly want to be on Navy Pier, would you? Might want to be in the high rise, you know, or not even close to the city. But those are just some of the things they could do, plus with what they've got. And don't think old-time ICBM and radiation and all that, although that's still a possibility. But if you've got nuclear-tipped missiles, all they got to do is pop a couple of them quick and you knock out the entire power grid. Pop two over Kansas, western Kansas, or Nebraska. Bingo, the whole thing goes. All right? Or you could pop a couple on the East Coast, one in the Midwest, one or two on the West Coast. Because you also have the Russian subs on the West Coast. The Blackjack and Bear bombers have flown up and down our coastline, and they have nuclear weapons on board. We fly up and down, but remember when we flew into the Black Sea, and when we had the Donald Cook, an Arleigh Burke-class destroyer, Donald Cook, in the Black Sea, one of their aircraft flew over that Donald Cook, flipped a switch, and then electronic warfare, bingo. The motors and all the stuff, the engines on the Donald Cook went out, and the Aegis ability for the missiles and what have you went out. And I tell you, you know, people say, oh, there's no nuclear weapons. They don't allow them on these submarines, and even on U.S. subs, we don't have them, allow them on there in certain ports and all this, that, and the other. Well, I'm going to tell you what. They used to always carry them, and even the destroyers had ASRocs and different stuff. But they just ain't necessarily letting the port authorities on to check them, if you know what I mean. Now, yeah, we probably have P-3s, P-8s up looking for the subs. We probably have some submarines out, but I'll tell you, nobody's squawking anything as it would be in time of war. And we should be up on doing it. Are we up and watching it? I have no idea. I don't think no such was listening the other day necessarily when the Russian submarine and the ham on the Russian sub, when they surfaced, used the 40-meter Bay of Ham, man, and communicated with people in the hams in Florida and, I believe, Texas. Three or four of them. And he said, you Americans, do you not understand what your president, how crazy he's doing, what he's doing? You know, don't you understand that you didn't like it when we had missiles in Cuba? All right? And then how we would not like that over in Ukraine. This crew, if you're going to do that kind of stuff, you'd better be providing sufficient military funding to put our stuff over in their pond. And yeah, that ain't happening. Not happening. The budgets that Biden has put out are really net losses or cuts. You don't figure in for inflation and you don't do the right kind of stuff, then you've got a situation where you're not keeping up. And if they're going to spend all this money on the migrants, gajillion dollars, keeping people in $500 a night hotels, like the Roosevelt Hotel in New York City. It's all filled with the illegal immigrants. Just incredible, ladies and gentlemen. This country is now officially in an insane situation, all right? And all I can tell you is that if we look at Matthew 24, you can see it. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. I mean, the end, you could be dead, okay, but you got wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. People die in famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places, and included in that volcanoes going off and all kind of things. All of these are the beginning of sorrows. The beginning of sorrows, Lord Jesus says. Those are just the beginning, so it's really going to get bad after that. And you go on to Matthew 25, and Jesus will tell you that you need the lamps, and you need to have the lamp oil for the lamps. That is a preparedness item. Literally, you can buy lamp oil. I remember I got a good deal one time out of Sportsman's Guide years ago. Lamp oil for lamps. And I got myself some of those big blue Jupiter type lanterns, Dietz lanterns. I got a Petromax lantern. The Petromax, you can't use it indoors with it, but it will run outdoors. You could use a Petromax lantern with unleaded fuel or any kind of fuel, kerosene, lamp oil, what have you. But if you want it for inside, it's a bright, bright, bright light, the Petromax. You can run it with lamp oil. You can also use olive oil if you wanted to. But olive oil for cooking and for eating is also going to be necessary. And I would urge you to get as much of that as possible, as that you can. Get the big cans of it or the big jugs of it. And if you get extra virgin, organic extra virgin olive oil, you've got all kind of phenols and stuff in there that can help you. In other words, it's good for you to eat, health-wise. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, don't know what the exact time is or when, but you had Denmark's Prime Minister, Mette Frederiksen, attacked in central Copenhagen. Took place at Klotervetta Square in the city's old town, Denmark. She she has lived, is from what I understand, but I don't think, I think she may have been injured in the attack. So it looks like maybe the digital yuan, which, remember, before Trump was coming into office, they were getting ready to launch the digital yuan. And the digital yuan, we're talking about at that period of time, would be partially backed by gold. Remember that? And we talked about how the Red Chinese have large amounts of gold from the ancient times, from all the emperors that had the gold built up for all those years. And so the Chinese amount of gold is more than the gold that they claim to have. Tonnage in the books, but they have plenty of that too. And does the digital yuan, with the Saudis signing on to it, and that launches this Saturday night, does then that replace the dollar, the petrodollar, which we required? Saudis sold oil. They had the deal that had to be purchased in dollars, so everybody bought the dollar to keep the dollar strong. So if they do that, we're going to all these different new currencies around the world. So you got the digital yuan, but you've also going to have the BRICS nations are going to have their currency. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Oh, interesting. Old TK sent this, says, BlackRock and Citadel plan to launch a new national stock exchange in Texas to compete with the New York Stock Exchange. Very interesting in and of itself. B-1B bomber, U.S. spotted for the first time carrying new bunker buster bomb externally. World War III, the end game is in play. That's exactly right. Well, I believe what Lord Jesus had to say in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and I believe in Matthew 25, that preparation is necessary. Now, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. And God bless all of those who've done it. Because I've now been on the air over 20 years. June 4th was the time when Brother Quayle brought me on 20 years ago. Came on as a guest first, and then we took one night of Steve's nights that he was doing his show, although I did do his show many times. I know when she went on vacation a couple times, I did it every night during the week. But you want to keep on Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted, particularly in this time for me. We've Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little gold, platinum. Check. Money order, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas 66208. And I'll tell you what, Brother Steve Quayle at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Steve can get you gold or silver or platinum or palladium. And while you're at it, sign up for the QPOS 2.0, the private briefings, anything that's available to get the additional information that Steve will provide you about what's going on. And what is going to happen? That they're putting up the anti-scaling riot fencing around the White House. I thought that was only Trump had to do that. It looks like Biden's going to do it, because what is going to go down? Is it going to be some kind of a thing where the digital currency yuan starts out? Is that going to nail the dollar? And is the price of gasoline or oil or natural gas or the dollar value is going to drop sufficiently? That it will cost you so much more to live? Or will it be something where it goes pop, pop, and then getting ready for a martial law scenario under a World War III? Could very well be, ladies and gentlemen. President Joseph Biden has signed new guidelines on the conditions for the U.S. use of nuclear weapons. Interesting, isn't it? How this stuff just appears right on schedule, you know? Just appears right on schedule, doesn't it? Not that we want it. That's why I told you last night, you better be preparing that basement shelter. You can use the plywood and with the tube of tens around the, you know, edges of it, and then stack bricks or blocks in there to provide extra mass. You can lean that up against a basement wall or a garage wall or what have you. But if it's in the basement and you've got water or you've got a toilet and a bathroom in your basement, put it not far from that so you can at least get the water or use that type of facility. If it's possible to do it that way. And then pile up like your long-term storage food, your canned goods. If you've got water barrels, put them around that area. And then you can crawl in behind the lean-to of the 3/4-inch plywood sheets. You can do multiples if you want. And then that gives you an opportunity to sit in there to attenuate any of the fallout possibly coming in. And then if you have the ability, you can pile up some dirt around the edges of the outside of the house, bank it up around the edge of the foundation. Look up How to Survive the Nuclear War. I was telling you about that, or Philip Hogue, or Dare to Prepare Holly Dale. She's got the whole subject on how to prepare for nuclear war and how to make a shelter. If you're outdoors or something like that, Crescent Carney has got his How to Prepare for Nuclear War. He shows you different shelters outside that you could dig if you were in that kind of a scenario. mean, there's different things. Like you could dig a hole in the ground. You could drive your car over it. Your car would provide you some protection. I always used to think, well, if you were changing oil and you had the old oil pit where the mechanic would go down in there to change your oil in a garage, if you could drive up in one of those, you could hide underneath that. Biden's thing was announced by a special assistant U.S. President, Senior Director for Arms Control at the National Security Council, Pranay Vadi. Well, that's a good national security name right there, isn't it? Whatever happened to Joe Smith or Philip Marlowe, or you know what I'm saying, Steve Studebaker, or some American name, you know. It's kind of interesting that this would pop up in this situation. And much thanks to Old Crazy Horse for sending it to me. The updated guidance takes into account the realities of the new nuclear era. They emphasize the need to address the growth and diversity of China's nuclear arsenal, as well as the need to contain Russia, China, and North Korea simultaneously. Oh, we're going to contain all of them simultaneously, he said. Notice they did this after 5 p.m. on a Friday. At a time when the Russians have announced they're already moving into Cuba, and the Russian missile submarine Serpus, and they used the 40-meter ham bat to ask the American hams on a, you know, just an outreach call, you know, on the ham band, 40-meter ham band, that was recorded, by the way, but I don't have the address to go to it because it was put up nonchalantly so as not to be taken down by the no such, which is apparently not listening, or maybe they are listening, or maybe they heard what I had to say. Maybe they heard what Brother Quayle has been talking about. Because after last week, they started talking about it on the regular channels. President Trump talked about how Biden's taking us to World War III. Fox News, talking about it. The other networks, they're talking about how they're poo-pooing it. Ridiculous. Brother Quayle can get you gold or get you silver. Now, that's interesting in and of itself. Because gold, silver, platinum all went down today big time. Why is that? Well, if everything is getting ready to happen, why would they do this and drive the price down? The reason they would do it, ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully, is to drop the price of gold, silver, platinum. And gold, they dropped it $80, $80.81, went down to $22.95.93. Silver went down to $29.25, down $2.43. Platinum, $9.75 and change, dropped to $37 today. Why would that be done? So that the big bankers want you to sell what you have, and then they want to buy all they can buy, and that would include China and Russia. The big British banks, U.S. banks, the Zurich banks, because they want to buy all the gold and silver and platinum and palladium they can get, and other things too, at a cheaper price. And so then if the digital yuan is coming out, in terms of dollars, if it destroys the dollar and the petrodollar and you're going to see prices restated in numbers of dollars. But the gold is worth far more. You see what I'm saying? If it's going to be used to back digital yuan or the brick currency. Well, we're going to contain Russia, China, and North Korea simultaneously? Well, Mr. Prane Vadi, National Security Council, Senior Director for Arms Control. Good luck, buddy. Good luck. So as an American sitting out here in the middle, or wherever you're at, you should look at how to survive nuclear war. No such thing as doomsday. Dare to Prepare, Holly Deo book. And others. And rapidly acquire what you need to acquire if you can. And if you can only acquire certain things like additional canned goods, if nothing else, you can buy a few cans more of Denny Moore beef stew or chunky soups or Progresso soups as rations. If you've got money to get long-term storage food, it can be gotten, and you don't have to necessarily order it because much of it and some of it is available at Bass Pros, Cabela's, other camping stores, Shields, different stores all over the United States that have stocks of the cans. But if you want to try and go ahead and get it done quickly, you can order it. You can also order Wise and or Patriot, different other long-term storage food, freeze-dried or dehydrated. If you can get it shipped and get it overnight shipped, then I would do some of that as well. But I would also go to the regular canned goods. And you will note that the date on the canned goods is not when it's going to self-destruct. That date that they print on the top of the canned goods, which is like a year or two down the line, is the date that I found out from talking with a high-level person in a canning company that it was the date that they could guarantee that the contents of the can, the food, had the same food values or vitamin, mineral, and et cetera values as are stated on the back of the label, and how long they would have 100% of those values to be guaranteed for. So it doesn't make any difference if, you know, 6 months later, a month later, after that year or whatever, 2 years, usually the year that is on that date, if it has 98% or 99% of those food values on the side, or even 88 or 78%, 5-10 years down the road, there is still value in the canned goods. And he doesn't say when I ask him, and this is at the 911 deal, or not 911, but the 2001, the 99 to 2000 flip over, to see how long canned goods last. And he said if they're canned properly, which the way they do things today, they're basically canned properly, you'll still have food value there for quite some time. If you open the can, if you find anything wrong with it, then throw the can away. But if not, I know down in Louisiana, put that stuff up in the gumbo pot, yeah. They get that old big gumbo pot rolling, and they put that in there, and they put a little bit of the good stuff, the Tante Flow put in, the shrimp, the crab, boil it all up good, and they put a few of them old birds from the swamp and the squirrel meat and all the different stuff and boil it in the gumbo pot and stir it all up. And when you have the fado dough, that gumbo will be tasting good. You got the gator meat in there, all of it, you know. Laissez le bon temps rouler. Let the good times roll, Cher. I don't know if they're going to roll or not, but something's going to roll. Something's going to roll pretty quick. So how they're going to, with this updated guidance, takes into account the realities of the new nuclear era. Oh, so they're stating a policy that we want to build up new guidance for using U.S. nuclear weapons. Well, what are you going to do when they got the what are you going to do when they've got the hypersonics and you don't? I'm going to tell you, we ought to have our space planes up, use the plasma type weapons, but then the Russians got some of that stuff too, you see. But that's what we're going to have to do. And even some of that can be detected now, because Brother Quayle got a number of years ago during the Gulf War when they used the TR-3Bs, Tango Romeo 3 Bravos. That's the Delta shape or the triangular-shaped craft to light up and paint certain things in the Iraq War before we hit them with the regular stealth bombers and the stealth fighters. We had the TR-3Bs in there that back in that era that the Iranians had gotten a hold of some of the information on how to track a TR-3B. So now what are we going to have? Bird flu? We got the, not just the N1, but the N2, you know? And is it not bird flu, or is it not going to be? Who knows? Going to have a vaccine on it? People are not going to take it in a lot of cases. Mexican Health Secretary denies the WHO claim that the citizen died of bird flu. 59-year-old man who had died had diabetes. So apparently WHO claimed it was the bird flu. Mexican Health Secretary says, huh-uh. This seems like it's kind of like that same period where they tried to start this a number of years ago. He had no contact with poultry, but that doesn't mean that the bird flu, the F, doesn't exist. I'll tell you what, this stuff just keeps going wild. And I tell you what, you better contact Brother Quayle and get you some gold and silver as quick as you can. Do it however you can. And I would have to tell you that you need a chunk of it if you can get it. Now, heck, you know, I mean, I'm sitting here, you don't have enough money, like sometimes go around the block, you know, with hospital bills and medical bills and that kind of stuff. You never know what's going on. It just adds all up and adds all up, and then at some point it has to be handled. Plus you got to pay for the insurance, whatever you got. So I'm going to tell you, anything that can be sent my way, God bless you if you can. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000. And the Nuna makers, if you can get anything to them, they'll put it to good use, and they'll build, they'll have Bibles and songbooks printed in the dialects of the Montagnard tribes in Indochina, because they're on fire for the Lord Jesus. And to Debbie Nunemaker, who has had a fall recently and broke her arm and hand and wrist, may Lord Jesus knit your bones. May he touch you. May you restore all of your ability and restore those bones. In his name I pray. But if you want to give to the Nunemakers, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, Nunemaker. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, that's Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord return that to you 10,000-fold, because I'll tell you, they grew the home church sufficiently there and behind one of the home churches in one of the villages. They then have built then a, not a giant cathedral, but they built like a $20,000 other church. That's up now with partially your donations and other donations from the show. And they're getting it built up. So I'm going to tell you, if they're on fire for the Lord Jesus and you can help them, God bless you. You can keep me on the air striking blows against the Luciferians. God bless you. Keep Brother Quayle going and keep the gold and silver coming to you. And also sign up for his Q-File 2.0 and all the other offerings he has, and to get Steve's books. If you can get Steve's books and get people around you reading those, they will understand where we are at. Get you good Bibles. It's a red letter edition in the big print. That's what I tell you. Red letter edition that shows the words of Jesus and the big print so that you can read them. Everything is changing for the U.S. dollar, it looks like. You know what I mean? So we better have ways of having another currency. And if you saw that cryptocurrencies, huge amounts were withdrawn, like billions and billions of dollars taken out. And then there's the new signature or a house bill that says the president of the United States will be able to control any kind of accounts and to ban you from using them, of any kind of online accounts for cryptocurrency or foreign banking. So don't you think that you ought to have on the hoof in your hand? If you don't have it in your hand, you don't have it. Remember, Brother Quayle said that for 30 years or more. You don't have it in your hand, you don't have it. Gold, silver, platinum, palladium, but I would also tell you, long-term storage food, and I would tell you that if you do not have a firearm, you need to acquire a firearm. Minimum of a 12-gauge pump shotgun. Double-aught buck, number four buck. Number two, through 6 or 7, as far as I can see, that you might want to shoot some rabbits or birds if you can to eat. Which would be your number 6 or number 7 in that kind of a shot. But you could get 2 shot or 4 shot for geese, big ducks, geese. Number 4 buck, number double odd buck, or the bucks. Sabbat slugs. They go through car doors too, don't they? Even for all of you out there in the maritime world, you can get those bolo rounds. It'll take out a sail or take out, you know, that are, they got the big steel buckshot type thing that are tied together. They whistle around and take out a sail if you needed it. Off the coast of the Carolinas, somebody sent me right here, TK. Sub, Russian sub cable cutters have been spotted here off the coast of the Carolinas. Just to let you know, it's Cuban Missile Crisis 2.0. That's what the Russian sub said the other night. The guy in the 40-meter AM band, he said, what do you think about the Cuban Missile Crisis when we were there before? Well, we're going to be here now, and we got people coming, and we got a lot more of them coming. DeSoto, Texas, a 5,000-gallon oil tanker catches fire as nearby residents asked to evacuate. Well, that's an interesting little event. I'm going to tell you what, it's starting to light off. Starting to light off. That's in DeSoto, Texas. Numerous firefighters, emergency personnel are on the scene after a 5,000-gallon oil tanker caught fire, producing large flames. Well, how to catch fire? Unknown causes at this point, I'm sure. Red Chinese, Russians, who knows? But I'll tell you what. You'd better be prepared, and you better be thinking about Luke 21, Matthew 24, and about Revelations. But you know, the 23rd Psalm should comfort you. You know what I'm saying? So the gold, the silver, and the platinum were all knocked down so the big boys could buy it. And they want you to sell out what you've got. This is the time for you to get it. Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. You tell them that Hawk sent you, and you tell them even if you, they don't answer, if the office is closed, leave a message. They'll call you back and get you set up as quickly as possible. And Steve has stockpiles around in centralized locations. He can get it to you quickly of gold, silver, platinum, palladium, whatever you want. But for goodness sake, get whatever book Steve has got left and pass them around. Read them for yourself. Get his new movie about the Stargates. The new video. Incredible. Watch that trailer with Travis Taylor and others in it. The Stargates are opening again. You're going to have the Fallen Angels, and then their control. They have aliens that they control as well coming down. And this is going to be the gates of hell opening. Dimensionally, you can understand if the veil is thin, you can see through sometimes into the spiritual realm. Some of you have that ability. You can see different things. The Lord will give you a vision or a dream. I've seen some of that, had the ability to see some of that. But when the veil is thin, then the other dimension can see you. You can see into it too, but they can see you. They can come from another planet, or they can come from a dimensional area that is not known about by most people. Although the pentagram knows about it. The MMV know about it, but they are hopefully more on the side of the Lord Jesus, you see, and our Father in Heaven. They're not the black magic people. And they have the spacecraft. And they fought against a lot of these type of entities. Fought underground against the Dracos, the Archuleta Mesa, New Mexico, and then many places since then. Then they've gone off planet in some cases, but they come back in the TR-3B, the TR-4s. And they have the capability of space weaponry. And MMB, I urge you to hit any kind of enemies of the United States and take them out, and any enemies of the Christians, because now the Democrats, a lot of them want to start to re-educate mega Christians. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for our Father in Heaven. Stand for your family, your Bill of Rights, your farm, your ranch, your business, your car. Protect your long-term storage food. Get thousands of rounds of ammunition for that firearms, whatever you've got. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Lapua, baby. Stay on them optics. Squeeze that trigger, Mickey. Don't jerk it. But be ready to run to Porky's if necessary. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Road and track, little L. You keep up your Muay Thai ways as well as your ninja ways. And get good at hand to hand. But have your daddy show you how to shoot targets. And get good, because you're going to be the next generation. And to all those out there with children and kids, get them into hand-to-hand combat, Muay Thai, Hapkido, whatever it might be, karate.